Julian Castro, we are going to have to raise taxes. By Kyle Morris on July 26, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Julian Castro spoke at the NAACP annual convention in Detroit this week and claimed, "We're going to have to raise taxes and repeal and replace the GOP tax cuts. How can the nation pay its bills without raising taxes?" the moderator asked Castro. "Well, I think that part of the answer is that we're going to have to raise taxes," Castro responded. "We're going to begin by repealing and replacing the Trump tax cuts." According to Americans for Tax Reform, repealing the GOP tax cuts would financially affect many Americans. Americans for Tax Reform reported, a family of four earning the median income of $73,000 would see a $2,000 tax increase, and a single parent with one child making $41,000 would see a $1,300 tax increase. Should the GOP tax cuts be repealed, Americans for Tax Reform also reported, millions of low- and middle-income households would be stuck paying the Obamacare individual mandate tax. Utility bills would go up in all 50 states as a direct result of the corporate income tax increase. Small employers will face a tax increase due to the repeal of the 20% deduction for small business income. The USA would have the highest corporate income tax rate in the developed world. Taxes would rise in every state and every congressional district. The death tax would ensnare more families and businesses. The AMT would snap back to hit millions of households. Millions of households would see their child tax credit cut in half. Millions of households would see their standard deduction cut in half, adding to their tax complexity as they are forced to itemize their deductions and deal with the shoebox full of receipts on top of the refrigerator. Several left-leaning and establishment outlets have reported that the tax cuts have positively impacted American taxpayers, including the New York Times and the Washington Post. After he conducted his own fact check, CNN's Jake Tapper concluded, "The facts are, most Americans got a tax cut." In April, the left-leaning Tax Policy Center reported, "Overall, about 64% of households paid less in individual income tax for 2018 than they would have under the pre-TCJA law, while about 6% paid more." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.